More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Buck Brief, everybody. Let's start off with the calls for ceasefire and the way ahead for the state of Israel. These calls for ceasefire are idiotic because Israel has been attacked in a way that it has absolutely not only the moral right to respond, but it has a duty to the Israeli people to take action to deal with the ongoing threat that Hamas poses here, right? Israel has an obligation to protect its people and to stop the ongoing threat of Hamas. It's not as though in the aftermath of an incident like this heinous mass casualty terror attack, which just occurred a couple of weeks ago, that now Hamas could be reasoned with. Hamas maybe wants to have some kind of negotiations. Imagine if someone broke into your home, stabbed you, and then ran and hid in a closet. And, you know, you called the police or, you know, you called for help and they said, no, even if you have a firearm, don't do anything. Don't defend yourself. Let's have a ceasefire. The person can come out of the closet and stab you again later if they want. Let's hope they don't. That's essentially the obtuse moral position, immoral position that is being taken here. And I think that should be obvious for all to see. Artists call for ceasefire now. That's the meme that's circulating. It's got Jon Stewart, Joaquin Phoenix, Wanda Sykes, and a lot of Kate Blanchett, Rosario Dawson. All these people have put their names to this. A ceasefire now? On what world does that make any sense? Israel has not dealt with the threat, nor has it dispensed justice to Hamas, the leadership of Hamas, and anyone who was involved in this. You know, there are these people who are out there who are saying, oh, well, what do you want? The destruction of the Palestinian people? Or like, when is it going to be enough for you? And to this, I just want to point out the answer is, when Hamas is destroyed, then there can be a conversation about what the best way forward is for those who are left in Gaza. Well, what do we do and under what auspices are they able to govern themselves going forward? But in the meantime, Hamas has put itself on the same plane, morally speaking, as ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And I put this out there, given what we know of this attack, how could it be more evil? What could Hamas have done to make this attack that it engaged in an even more heinous and gratuitously vile terror attack, given all the details? And I don't want to go over them now because honestly, it makes me feel sick to my stomach. Now, it's with that reality, you know, even the New York Times has come out and said that it relied on Hamas too much for the initial coverage of the missile strike that hit the hospital, killed 500 people. The whole thing was just wartime propaganda disinformation from Hamas, from a terrorist entity. So people, I think, are waking up to this slowly but surely. Those who weren't already aware of the evils of Hamas, that is. I think more and more people on the left are starting to come to the I'm sorry, more and more people around the world, other than those on the left, are coming to the clear recognition that there can be no peace with Hamas and that this is an entity that must be treated as a just full-scale enemy combatant of not only the Israeli people, but of civilization in general. But these calls for a ceasefire, I mean, Barack Obama has joined the ranks of those calling for a ceasefire. He put something out on Medium, and he says, quote, "But even as we support Israel, we should also be clear that how Israel prosecutes this fight against Hamas matters. In particular, it matters, as President Biden has repeatedly emphasized." This is from Barack Obama's statement that he put out, "that Israel's military strategy abides by international law, including those laws that seek to avoid to every possible extent the death of or suffering of civilian populations. Upholding these values is important for its own sake because it is morally just and reflects our belief in the inherent value of every human life. Upholding these values is also vital for building alliances and shaping international opinion, all of which are critical for Israel's long-term security." I don't think that Israel needs the lectures right now from people, from anyone. I think that Israel has shown itself to be constantly concerned with the laws of war. It doesn't mean it's perfect. I'm not saying there are no poor decisions made or no mistakes have made in the past, but I think Israel has shown itself to be a civilized country of laws and basic human decency, and Hamas is a terrorist organization. And so I think that should be clear to all at this point, but it's not. There are many on the left who still just don't get it. Let's hear from our sponsor here. You need energy to get through your busy days? Well, get yourself set up with Chalk's Vitality Stack. This set of supplements is specially designed to provide men with the all-natural ingredients that fuel your body so you have the energy and stamina to thrive through days like today. The leading ingredient in Chalk's Male Vitality Stack has been proven in studies to replenish diminished amounts of testosterone in a guy's body. That's crucial because testosterone is the natural hormone that provides fuel to give your body energy and focus. Most guys experience diminishing amounts of testosterone production as we get older, and most often, it's so gradual you don't notice the difference. You will notice the improvement with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack, though. In 3 months' time, studies show a 20% increase. You'll feel fantastic. Go online to Chalk.com. Use my name, Buck, to get 35% off any Chalk subscription for life when you do. That's Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, Chalk.com. Now, there's another thing that is... I think essential to understand here, and that is that the calls for ceasefire and just also the whole timeline of what Israel is doing in this process, they're trying to minimize civilian casualties. They're trying to get there are the humanitarian corridors that are open. There are negotiations ongoing about trying to get hostages out safely before the full scale military conflict ensues. Every action so far that Israel is taking in response to this heinous terror attack is indicative of its desire to, yes, achieve safety and a measure of justice. As I've said, this is, I think, the definition of a just war, what Israel's about to do, but also to show the world once again that Israel acts with all the restraint and decency possible in a war, which is a terrible thing. I mean, to be clear, war is hell. War is awful. But sometimes war is necessary. And this is one of those moments. So there are humanitarian concerns that come into play here as to why there's been a delay. I think it's also critical to understand some of the strategic components of this as well, that right now, there's the possibility that Israel may be fighting a two-front war. When the ground campaign starts, and obviously the Iranians and their proxies and the Hezbollah militia, I mean, basically runs Lebanon, but Hezbollah's militants, they've all said that when the ground invasion starts, there will be some reprisal or some immediate military action against Israel, likely to be Hezbollah firing off a lot of rockets in the north. That may result in Israel having to fight both in the south against Gaza and the north against Hezbollah simultaneously. This is obviously going to be a manpower challenge, but it's also a resource challenge insofar as they're going to need enough munitions, sophisticated weaponry to be able to do both simultaneously. The U.S., under normal circumstances, would be very well positioned to try to make up for that shortfall of munitions should it happen. But because of our commitments in Ukraine, there are some who think that that may be a problem. So we'll continue to focus on that. I want to talk about also the comments that Biden and the White House have made about Islamophobia in a second. But first up, if you have any money in the markets, you may want to pay close attention to a new patent-pending artificial intelligence that has just discovered a 60-day pattern in the crypto market. According to this AI, which is powered by the same kind of award-winning tech that's behind other leading AI software, the next couple of months are critical. Most people won't know what to do, but if you know, you're so much further ahead in this process. The project is called Conan, C-O-N-A-N. See it for yourself online at Conan2023.com. See this AI in action. 60 days from now, your financial life could be completely different. The website is Conan, C-O-N-A-N, 2023.com. That's Conan2023.com. Once you see this AI, you may never invest the same way again. Conan2023.com, paid for by Palm Beach Research Group. Now, my friends, there's a lot of discussion from the White House and from some others about the need to fight against Islamophobia right now. And to this, I just say, why is there always this reflexive desire among the Democrat elites to make it seem like the real problem, the real threat that we face after a terror attack by committed jihadists, right, Muslim radicals or Muslim extremists, the real threat is that America is suddenly going to become a very racist and inhospitable place for the Islamic community? Look, there are 2 billion Muslims in the world. It is insanity, true insanity, for anyone to blame any of their Muslim neighbors in this country or anywhere else for that matter for something that has happened in one part of the world due to Hamas terrorists. And, you know, we don't believe in collective guilt or collective punishment. This is not that, that's immoral. But beyond that, given the rise of anti-Semitism that is going on and the clear threats that the Jewish community is under, that the Biden White House is so set on doing everything to make it seem as though there's somehow equivalent threat against the Islamic community in this country is just, it's just insane. I mean, the anti-Semitism that has been on display, 1,400 Jews were murdered, men, women, and children in a mass casualty terror attack. And it's the Islamic community in this country that the White House is speaking about being afraid. It's just simply it's insulting, but it goes to the political realities of the modern Democrat Party. And those political realities are they have to do this. They have to at least give a nod to the Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar. Oh, we're so oppressed. You know, Islam is this minority faith, even though it's the largest religion in the world by adherence. Islam is this minority faith. It's largely non-white and therefore it's oppressed. And Islam is oppressed. This is the theory. This is the belief system that the left pushes on all this stuff. As you know, it's also they say that Israel and the Palestinians, beyond that, what about Israel and the broader Middle East and the wars and the conflicts that it has faced in the past? So that's yet again another place where you just see there's something very obtuse at work here with the Biden White House, and they at some level they just either don't get it or don't want to get it. All right, MyPillow is amazing. Mike Lindell invented the original MyPillow over 20 years ago. The MyPillow started it all, but now there's the MyPillow 2.0. Has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, but the fabric is made with temperature regulating thread. Makes the MyPillow 2.0 the softest, smoothest, coolest pillow you'll ever own. These are on sale now at 50% off. The queen size MyPillow 2.0 is $39.99. The king size pillow is just $10 more. The MyPillow 2.0 is made with temperature regulating thread technology, 100% made in the USA. Comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener's special square to get the queen size MyPillow 2.0 for $39.99 and the king size for $10 more. Enter my name, Buck, as your promo code. That's MyPillow.com. Enter your name as the promo code, MyPillow.com, promo code Buck. That's MyPillow.com, promo code B UCK. Get your MyPillow 2.0. Team, I know it's we're talking about intense subjects these days because we have to, because of what's going on. But I appreciate you trusting me to listen and hear my analysis on this one. And I just hope there are better days for civilization and the world ahead. And I do believe that they are, but it's going to get worse before it gets better, I think, or rather it's going to get more violent in the Middle East. I hope it doesn't turn into a broader conflagration and a broader war. I don't believe that it will. But let's just hope that Israel is successful in its mission to root out Hamas, and that there is no broader war that people are talking about. World War III. I don't think that's going to happen. But keep the faith, pray, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Shields high.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.